this is B.B. King. I'm the guy that plays the guitar called Lucille. You're listening to WHRW. Bing Bingston.
WHRW Binghamton, 10 o'clock, you're tuned in to the Irish and Vibration Show, sitting in for Kit White this Sunday, Count Ossie and the mystic revelation of Rastafari. Binghamton, the core of reggae, the beginnings, Count Ossie and the mystic revelation of Rastafari.
Salam na Africa desta. Peace, love and joy. Greetings once again from the Rastafari brethren. Domicile on this former slave plantation island, Jamaica. Jamaica is an island in the Caribbean. They say Caribbean, but if I remember clearly, it was carried us beyond our borders. Not by free will, but by force. Force, like in 1565, when John Hawkins was given a royal charter from Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth I of England and her personal ship, the SS Jesus of Lubeck, to transport slaves from Africa to the West Indies. As the history states, his methods were crude, though effective. He just landed on the Guinea coast, seized 300 Negroes, and prepared for the Caribbean with his human cargo. They call us human cargo, but I say that's infradig. Rastafari brethren, conception. The love and the study of the Bible, the history of man on the earth, and since there's no limitation on man's faculties, we derive the conception based on the divinity, on the character of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering lion of Judah. We also hold fast the conception of redemption, which is repatriation to our mother home, Africa. Revelation 5, when John could find no one worthy to open the book, nor to loose the seven seals thereof, he heard a voice said, "Weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root and the offspring of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven." Rastafari brethren interpret the seven seals as our two eyes, our two nostrils, our two ears, and our mouth. These are our seven burning candlesticks, which cause every man to make any conception. At the coronation of His Imperial Majesty in 1930, as King of Kings, Lord of Lords, mighty conquering Lamb of the tribe of Judah, it gave light to the Rastafari movement, because he had seen the hope in our heritage. And it was written in the Holy Writ, Psalms 37, by the rivers of Babylon, where we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hung our harps upon the midst of the willows thereof. For they that carried us away captives required from us a song. And they that wasted of us required from us mirth, saying, Christmas was the songs of Zion. Yes, here we are carried away as captives, thousands of miles for thousands of years. As one would say, we are not from Africa, but they should remember that man's immortality is within man's project. And it was against the will of my forefather, as it is now against the will of I. And all Rastafari brethren. It is also written that when the seven seals were opened, John saw bright angel proclaiming with a loud voice. And he said, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof? And the again said, as in Acts of the Apostle, according to the lines, according to the flesh, God shall rise up Christ to sit upon David's throne. Also written in Revelation 17 that all nations were beasts. They had one mind and they would wage war upon the Lamb, but the Lamb would overcome them, for he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and they that are with him are called faithful and chosen. 1935, Mussolini and his fascist army invaded Ethiopia. They even made breaches of the war law by unleashing poison gas on the defenseless people of Ethiopia to take away their kingdom. His Imperial Majesty went to the League of Nations, the predecessor of the now United Nations. When he asks, what must I go back and tell my defenseless people? The conference went up in a chair. Mussolini himself got up and said he would want to see the day that Britain would want to go into war and spill blood for a barbarous nation as Ethiopia, unworthy of ranking among civilized people. That is also intraday. Because His Imperial Majesty replied, was that you have struck the match in Ethiopia, but it shall burn Europe. God and history shall recall your judgment. If you do not bow by free will, then you must bow by force. What happened then? Italy.
Lord's anointed, great David's greater son, hail in his time appointed, his reign on earth begun. He comes to break down oppression, to set all captives free, to take away mingression and rule iniquity. Perfect love to the world, this is history, past and present. From timeless antiquity I came, I created the earth and gave it name. Adam and Eve is but yesterday. He's on Chichimama, earth's foundation lay. I created word, power and sound. I keep the oceans within their bounds. I spoke the word and brought forth light. out of the void of darkest night, and gave the earth its first sunlight. Out of Laliman I brought all life forms, I am custodian of the thunderstorm. When work was complete, I created the bandman, and placed him on his feet to stand. I gave him power of custodian, to rule from mountains to sea sand. When Cain took his brother Abel's life, mankind became doomed with strife. He denied he was his brother's keeper. In shame and death, mankind plunged deeper. The world was saved by Father Noah through the intervention of divine power. He forgot him of ancient times in perpetuity of his line. Cush, son of Ham, he was the same. Ethiopia's children bears his name. Asimandesis and Nimrod, Cush's sons were they, brothers of the great Aksumawe. I pitch blend was the first on earth, and to I all mankind owe their birth. I sent civilization down the Nile, when Europe was but yet a child. Across the Himalayas and Alps, my melanin lost. It caused division of race and class. Some among themselves set up barriers of caste, which in time will dissolve, it cannot last. All mankind came from pigment black, yet today I am made a mark. From everyone I am under attack, I will triumph, the clock cannot turn back. Thutmose and Amenophis built pyramids to withstand the test of time. All other wonders of ancient times have fallen to decline. Genghis Khan, Mangu Khan, Kublai Khan, they burst out of the east. They overran Europe and devastated the beast.